Well. I heard the rumors, but didn't think they were true. Fancy running into you here. When Marianne said there was a sloppy asshole that I have to try, I had no idea it was going to be you. Long time no see, bitch boy. The last time you saw me, I was shoving you in a closet on graduation day. What was that? 10 years ago? I thought you would have grown a spine in the time since I saw you. It's clear you're the same wimp I bullied all those years ago. Seems I was just doing society a favor, considering what a depraved whore you've become. Look at yourself. Tied up and offering yourself to anyone with a cock, anyone with a strap. Seems I was right about you all those years ago. You're not going to amount to anything. After all this fucking time, you're still a weak little bitch who can't stand up for yourself. How sad. I think I'm going to enjoy reminding you why you're such a shrimp-dicked loser. That this is the reason why you ended up here. Good thing your hands are tied in front of you, right? Makes it so that you can't touch this pathetic little thing. What do you call it again? A cock? It's not like any dick I've ever seen, but I've also never been with a loser like you, bitch boy. You couldn't pay me to let that cock inside me. I wouldn't even feel it. Something that small, it deserves to be locked away and ignored. It doesn't really do anything good for you. It's gross and, well, useless. Just like you. Oh, look at that. Can't help but moan at that, can you? Don't even have to stick my strap inside you to get you to sound like some kind of a slut. You're just naturally like that when someone starts touching you. Empty hole leaking strangers come. You really are the town's bicycle now. All that bullying was good for a bitch boy loser like you. At least now you'll never think you're a real man. That's why it's my hand stroking you. It's not my mouth or my asshole. And I wouldn't even think about letting a loser like you near my cunt. You don't even deserve to look at it, let alone feel it. Should be grateful that I'm touching your pathetic cock like this. Making sure your body is bent just right. Your cock pointed directly towards your mouth. Going to drink your own cum for me, aren't you? Well, I don't want you to come over my hand. That's gross and sticky and messy. Quite frankly, even touching you like this, it kind of repulses me. Seeing how pitiful you look, cum leaking out of your hole as you rock against my hands, trying to get more friction. It's not even like I get to stroke you when your cock is this tiny. I don't get to have any fun. It's so fucking useless. I basically just have to rub it like I would a clit. Can't believe the entire time I was bullying you for what you were packing, that I was actually fucking right. I called you a little dicked loser to be mean. I never realized how true it was. There's no way any self-respecting woman would ever let you inside her. The only time you are even worth acknowledging is when it's to make fun of you. That's the only fun anyone could get, isn't it? It's not like your cock is going to be making anyone come anytime soon. So fucking hard in my hand as I continue to stroke it. It can't help but twitch. Have you even been allowed to come tonight? If it were up to me, this is the only way a bitch boy like yourself would come from now on, without any mess. If you were to even get a drop on me, I would slap your face and leave you here, ruining your orgasm and leaving you for the others to sink their teeth into. You're a hot commodity around here, aren't you? A loose hole like this? So fucking sloppy. It's so easy to slide a finger inside. To just start thrusting in and out while I rub your cock. Stroking it back and forth. Just like I would my own clit. Why lie? I shouldn't be calling your dick a clit. That's an insult to clits everywhere. There's nothing more I love than going down on a woman, feeling her thighs clench around my hand, her hand buried in my hair and grinding her wet cunt against my face. Listening to her moan, making her watch as I bring her to orgasm. That's all things I'm capable of. But you, your cock, it's nothing like that. Your cock is worthless. More of a decoration than a body part, isn't it? It's so ugly like this. What's the point of having a dick when it's so small? You're more like some kind of a dickless wonder, since you won't ever get to actually be inside a woman like me. You should focus more on that mouth and tongue of yours. That way you can actually make a woman feel good. And maybe, if you practice really hard, you'll be able to make one come. You don't have a chance to do that with your cock. You couldn't even fill up a teacup if you tried. So your mouth, it's really your only hope of being useful in a relationship. I mean, just look at you. Do you really think someone would respect you if they knew that this is what you do for fun? How would anyone be able to look you in the eyes, bitch boy? You're such a fucking whore for it. Do you not have any shame? No, of course you don't. Look at who I'm asking. Most people, when they get bullied, well, they try to do something about it. Try to improve their lives or get it to stop. But not you. You enjoyed it too much, didn't you? So much of a depraved loser. You would go home every day and touch yourself to my harsh words. You would get off every night to me like some kind of a pervert, wondering what's wrong with you. Why do my words sting so good? I led you down this road. And now look at you, moaning as my fingers press against your prostate, continuing to stroke your cock. You can't help how close you are, can you? Completely fucking useless against me. All you can do is squirm in those bindings, tied up like some kind of a present for anyone with a cock or strap to use. You don't belong out there. You don't belong with the rest of the people. The rest of society. That's no place for a loser with an itty-bitty cock like yourself. You belong in here, getting your ass pounded by strangers, having your cock milked by your old bully. This is where you fucking belong, isn't it? Oh, yes. So fucking close to coming. It doesn't even take much to get you off, does it? So eager for whatever anyone is willing to give you. It doesn't matter to you, as long as you're being touched. As long as you're being fucked, right? What else could a bitch boy like you want? It's not like you'll ever feel the inside of a warm cunt. It's not like anyone is going to take pity on a whore and suck you off. So this is the only way you'll ever get to come. Writhing against my hand as I continue to stroke your prostate, massaging the tissue, this is all you will get. What a stupid little loser. If only you could see what I see. If I could show you just how pathetic you look like this. Oh, it's just so sad. It's only going to be made worse when you finally come. Going to come all over your own face. Going to swallow your own seed. No one else is going to taste it. Why the fuck would they? It's not like it's worth anything. It's not like it tastes good. It's just as pointless as you. A bitch boy who's only good for his hole. Who is only here to be made fun of. This is the most fun that you can give a girl whore. By being a bitch boy. By being some type of toy that she fucks with. At least you're providing entertainment. It's not like your cock would make me happy. It's not like you have the intelligence for smart conversation. The only thing you are good for is this. Being made fun of. Being a little dicked loser. So come for me, bitch boy. Show me how much you enjoy this. How good it feels to be a bitch. Come for me, loser. You can do it. Be a good bitch and let go. Just like that. Yes. Good job, loser. That's it. Coming all over your face. Painting yourself for me. Swallow it. Swallow every last drop. Don't let it go to waste. I wouldn't want there to be a big mess on the floor. Anything that drips on that floor, you're licking it up, understand? That's fucking right. That's a proper bitch boy. It seems all that bullying did more to help you than harm you. You would have never discovered what a perverted little loser you were without me. So you're welcome, whore. This room's open for whoever wants a turn with that eager bitch.